Hoggy, wow, you were there. What was it like in the commentary box?
It's an easy day with Hutto, isn't it? You don't have to work. You just sit there and Hutto, just off he goes.
Just does his thing.
It was an absolute pleasure to be there. Fantastic in amongst the boys. And obviously you were there as well.
We were both there. Yeah, we were both there for that magical moment. Home soil World Cup victory. They're very
special.
And
we could have gone home at the end of the first over, couldn't
we? Four balls in, we could have gone, it was all over.
McCullum, grand finals in all sports, you're playing against the best, you just can't come out. Sometimes you've got to be a little bit more thoughtful and be a bit smarter. Well, you know, we love McCullum and I'm happy for him to be captain of the World Cup best team selected.
Yep.
But just, I think Stark, you just need a little bit more respect for Big Stark. You can't just dong him back down the ground so easily and have a little bit of a look. Just go through the motions at the start. Because the loss of his wicket was the ball game.
Well, it was critical, no doubt about that. In the build-up, and I didn't hear the build-up on SCN because I was doing my thing there at the MCG, but were you expecting him to see out the first couple and try and get some sort of eye in before he started to launch at the MCG?
Well, adrenaline kicks in, and that's the way he's batted the whole carnival. He's shown no one any respect. So, no, I thought he just bat probably like that, but just Stark. And as Craig McDermott said, Stark is just has bowled perfectly in the carnival. That's all you can say, perfectly in that over. He went through, I think he mesmerised it in his mind or imagined it in his mind and released. And that ball, the ball prior or two balls prior when he tried to slog him, which is a bit crazy, I thought that was
that wasn't a great sign, I don't think. As soon as you saw that, you go, whoa, what are you doing here, Brendan?
And when it didn't hit the stumps, that's probably when he should have said, gee, I've dodged a bullet there. I better just have a little bit of a look because he's bowling fast. Stark's bowling fast.
Bowling 150.
He doesn't look over fast, but because of his levers, they come out quick. His levers create the extra pace. And his line and length is just superb, that Yorker. And they're swinging back. He swings a new ball. Yeah. Got a bowling average in the carnival under 10, I think it was. And then as a one-day cricketer, he's got a bowling average of under 18, which is in with better than the greats of the game. So if he keeps going along like this, and it's going to be very interesting to see how he goes in the Ashes for us.
He is now, according to the new rankings that were filtered out yesterday, the world's best one-day international bowler, Mitchell Stark, in front of Imran Tahir, who had a really good campaign for South Africa. Syed Ajmal still third. Hoggy, Dale Steyn in fourth, and
Ajmal had done.
Nareen in fifth position.
Oh, yeah. Well, Nareen's not playing, and Ajmal is two that aren't even playing, I don't think. But Ajmal's performances for a couple of years have just been so, it gave him a bit of... He had a bit in the bank.
Bit of leeway?
Yeah, yeah. But when you say the little Imran Tahir, why he wasn't in the best World Cup side's got me. I don't understand that. He should have been. If you're naming the best World Cup side, they named that. And also that Corey Anderson, who I'm a fan of, but in the grand final, he came in at a good time, about 3 or 4 for 150 off 35, and Faulkner knocked him over for a blob, and then he bowled poorly. So I wouldn't think he justifies to be in the World Cup Best 11. But Tahir is certainly amazing, Tahir. He got South Africa where they got to, because Steyn didn't have a great carnival.
No, he didn't. But Tahir certainly did. That's my reading that he didn't make that team. I just assumed he would have.
Yeah.
Imran Tahir.
No, he didn't.
Had a great tournament for South Africa.
Yeah. No, he's a ripper. And speaking of people who haven't made... tours, the guys who went on the 2013 squad, the ones who aren't going back.
That's the Ashes squad?
Ashes squad.
Yep. Oh, yeah. That's right. The West Indies and the Ashes squad was announced today by the National Selection Panel.
Yeah, and the 2013 squad that went to England, the representatives, Bird's not going back, Cowan's not going back, which is, you had a pretty good summer.
Cowan's retired.
Has he?
It's going to be hard for him to
come
back.
He shouldn't have retired, should he? Well, he should have waited to see what the side was.
Well, he knew he's not going to go.
He had a good summer.
He just said, I'm out.
They're not taking a spare opening batsman. So Bird's not going. I'll just quickly, because it's gone. It's history. But Bird's not going. Cowan's not going. My man Faulkner, which we'll talk about that. Obviously, Philip Hughes, Khawaja, Pattinson, and Wadey.
Did you say Faulkner's not going?
Yeah, Faulkner's not selected, which I'm pretty annoyed about. But anyway, it's just a personal thing.
And who are the other ones?
Peter Faulkner's son.
Wade?
Yeah, Wade's not going.
So how many knockers? Six, did you say?
3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Seven
aren't going from the 2013 Cup.
We'll just go through that too, that the West Indies Test match is, that kicks off this June 5 in Dominica, and Sabina Park June 13, and then they go to the Ashes for the five test Ashes series, of course, which is going to be very, very exciting. We'll be all over that here in Melbourne's home of sport. Michael Clarke will be there. Steve Smith is his deputy in the Australian cricket team and their squad. Fawad Ahmed has been the story of the day from a Victorian point of view, particularly Hoggy, with his inclusion into this squad. Brad Haddin, Josh Hazlewood, Ryan Harris, who will meet them in the Ashes because he's having his first child through the West Indies tour, so he won't be there in the Windies. Mitchell Johnson, Nathan Lyon, Sean Marsh, brother Mitch, will be there as well. Swampy will be happy.
I love the Marshes.
He was one with Smokey in BP last night. Jeff Marsh, was a good chat. Yeah. Peter Neville from New South Wales, a new inclusion. Chris Rogers, Peter Siddle is back in the squad, which is great. Mitchell Stark, Adam Voges is included after his Sheffield Shield year, and I think that is terrific reward for effort, and I think the selectors have got that right. David Warner and Shane Watson. That's the touring party, Hoggy.
Well, I think just at the moment, the second best batsman, if I was going to select a side, and not only just the side to go to England, but a side for the future, Maxwell, to me, is potentially the second best batsman in Australia at the moment. And I know you might say that sounds silly, but
I'm saying that Steve Smith is the best.
Yeah.
Right. Yep, so I'll be just clear on that. That's good.
Yeah. Oh, easily. And you'll go Warner, you might go, you know, I love Davey Warner, but I just think Maxwell's another level up. He's potentially another level up. Disappointing to see him not in that side, but how you fit him in, I don't know. Perhaps in Watson's spot. You know, Watson's had enough. This will be the third time he goes back. We've lost the last two Ashes, remember? And the people who were over there for the last three Ashes, or the last two losing Ashes, it was Clark, Haddin, Watson. It might have been someone else, but certainly those three. So Peter Siddle's was in... and Peter Siddle. Peter Siddle's
last
back. Two. Yeah, he's the last two. I was thinking he might have been going to miss out, Peter. That's good that they've gone for him. But I think they love him just because he really, you know, he's, the green and gold bleeds through, Pete, and he has a go. But... Stark's come up another notch, and Hazlewood. I thought Hazlewood might have kept Peter Siddle out because of his form.
Yeah.
So, Peter's, it's good that he's going. But my man, Faulkner, who was there last time, disappointed. Doesn't do
Why
too much.
Why isn't he there?
He doesn't do too much wrong for Australia. I assume because they've got the two left-arm quicks, Stark and Johnson, and they probably feel we can't get into a game with three. That would be my thinking on him. And Mitch Marsh is probably, and Watson has probably got... Faulkner's spot, but I'm disappointed with Maxwell. And if you want to talk about one man, Rogers, very interesting. Rogers hadn't played in an Ashes up to the age of 36. Hadn't played in an Ashes up to the age of 36. Only played one test match. He's now going to play in his third Ashes, Rogers.
Mm.
So, and they're not going over with a backup opening batsman. I don't think there's a backup opening batsman in that squad. So, usually to England, you like to see that third opener just in case.
Doesn't look like it, unless they would open with someone like Sean Marsh. He's probably the only...
Watson. Might be Watson.
Oh, Watson.
They might bring Watson
true.
Up to open the batting. He may be your third opener, because he did quite well opening the last time they were over there, so he may be.
I'm surprised that no Maddinson, not taking him for this tour, or is this probably... This it would suggest to me, Hoggy, looking at these names and the fact that Faulkner and Maxwell not included in these squads, that this could be sort of the last hurrah for this batch, do you think? Do you think that we know that Rogers is sort of coming towards the end? We know there's some concern about the future of Michael Clarke at test level. We certainly got through his World Cup campaign pretty well from the start that he had. Shane Watson's another question mark you raised, and I think quite rightly, for the future. Do you think this might be the sort of last hurrah for a batch of players?
Oh, it's the last hurrah for Michael Clarke, Watson and Haddin. Well, you know, when
and
I
Rogers,
say the last
so there's
hurrah,
four.
And Rogers, yep, there's four.
So you've got four in that boat. So this is their last crack.
We haven't taken someone over work in progress, have we, really, in this team? Probably Mitchell Marsh is work in progress, but they've given Voges, and you would have thought they wouldn't go for Voges, but just the way to runs, just made so many runs.
And dominated the Shield this year.
Had such a great Shield. It's good to see that, isn't it, really?
Well, that's what I said before about the selectors getting that right. Voges was the leading run scorer by a mile. Ahmed was the leading wicket taker by a mile. You should give those guys opportunities. Give them the reward. Give them all the other players around the country the incentive to think that if I perform really well, if I can dominate Shield cricket, then I'm going to get a look at national level. I might not be necessarily next in line, but I'm going to get a look. I might be able to sneak my way in, learn a few things, develop as an international as a cricketer with international experience. Might never play a test match up till that point, but... Reward the effort, reward the performance of these guys at the Shield.
And the difficult thing now is you don't play many other games. You just play test matches. I think there's a lead-up game in the West Indies, then there's a lead-up game in England. So you don't really need the big squads that they used to take. They used to take squads. And then you can play, you know, you can give a young Michael Clarke like 2005 and just some young, you could blood Maddison and a few others and Maxwell, take Maxwell. Well, not that he needs blooding. I think he's a superstar. But you just can't, you don't, no point taking him there because they're just going to sit around bums on seats now. You're going to have your 11 and apart from injury or a mega loss of form, you're going to pretty much play with 11 or 12 or 13 blokes for the games. That, now, that might be a little bit different because of the West Indies. You may look at playing two spinners in the West Indies. I'd certainly, Fawad has to play a test match in the West Indies. That's a place where you want the leggy. Now, you won't play two spinners in England, but you're certainly in the West Indies where these wickets in the West Indies are so flat now that you break guys' backs. So why burn out a couple of quicks? Harris isn't going to play in the West Indies. Why burn your quicks out when Fawad will get as many wickets or more wickets than quicks will get in the West Indies? Mm. So you might go in with your two spinners in the West Indies and two quicks plus mix and match with
if your Marsh Watson style players.
Yeah, your support.